Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the host, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is July 21st, the year 2023. You're tuned in to the live version of the Nur Allah Islamic Center Juma. We will play the chapter 18 of the Quran at this time for the next 25 minutes. And inshallah, at 2 p.m., we will begin the Juma prayer. So at this time here, we're going to play chapter 18 of the Quran. And for the next 25 minutes, with the kutbah beginning in about 25 minutes. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward, wherein they will abide forever. And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps. Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity. These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذلك من آيات الله من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guided, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, we verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is he, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside him, and he maketh none to share in his government.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking his countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all. Then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men. And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There is no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside. Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah, the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us as we created you at the first, but ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا.
And remember when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them. But theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Didst thou see when we took refuge on the rock and I forgot the fish? And none but Satan caused me to forget to mention it. It took its way into the waters by a marvel.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغ فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا.
He said, This is that which we have been seeking. So they retraced their steps again.
فوجد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا على السلام هيا على السلام هيا على الصلاة على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness. An unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tiding that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever. And also to warn those who say Allah has taken to Himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him, for if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside Him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend His mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, He alone is led aright. And whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, How long did you remain in this state? The other said, We remained so for a day or part of a day. Then they said, Your Lord knows better how long we remain in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours, and let him see who has the best food, and let him buy some provisions from there. Let him be cautious and not inform anyone of our whereabouts. For if they should come upon us, they will stone us to death or force us to revert to their faith, whereafter we shall never prosper. Thus did we make their case known to the people of the city, so that they might know that Allah's promise is true, and that there is absolutely no doubt that the hour will come to pass. But instead of giving thought to this, they disputed with one another concerning the people of the cave, some saying, Build a wall over them. Their Lord alone knows best about them. But those who prevailed over their affairs said, We shall build a place of worship over them. Some will say concerning them, There were three, and their dog the fourth. And some will say, There were five, and their dog the sixth. All this being merely guesswork, and still others will say, There were seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, My Lord knows their number best. Only a few know their correct number, so do not dispute concerning their number, but stick to what is evident, and do not question anyone about them. And never say about anything, I shall certainly do this tomorrow, unless Allah should will it, and should you forget and make...
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على السلام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I seek refuge with Allah من الشيطان away from Satan the rejected enemy بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم with the name Allah the merciful benefactor the merciful redeemer. نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به عز وجل. نستعينه, we only do we ask for help. نستغفره, we only do we seek for forgiveness. And we believe in you, عز وجل, Allah be exalted. Yes. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. We bear witness that there is one God, Allah, and there is none like unto Him whatsoever, no partners, no associates. نشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. And we bear witness Muhammad is His life servant and messenger, صلى الله عليه وسلم. The prayers and the peace be upon Muhammad. For Allah Elohim and his family, for Sahaba and his companions, Ishmael Ramadan, and upon us all, Ameen. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. We pray prayers upon Muhammad the Prophet, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulullah Muhammad, Kareem Muhammad. Peace be upon Muhammad, the noble, excellent, model of human excellence, Linas. For all mankind. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Dear beloved Muslims, we can have a little talk today about lies and liars. Lies and liars. Inshallah. We are told in the Quran, Allah tells us, He says, yeah, they hurl the truth. That falsehood. It says here, Bismillah, the King, Bel Nakzifu, Bil Haki, El Batil, Fayyad Maghu, Fayyifa, who was Zashikum, Walak Mul, Waylum, Minma, Tassifun. The Lord says, they hurled. Throw the truth and falsehood and break his head. He says, it breaks the head. And once that it knocks out the brain, the falsehood, and falsehood does perish. Falsehood does perish. So Allah gives a warning to mankind, says, and woe be to you for the false things you ascribe. Giving Allah partners. We don't give Allah any partners. Okay, that's what I'm going to say. I'll give you to this. Okay. I guess it's the words that count. It's not my face. Okay. But it's called face book, right? Okay, all right. Okay. Alhamdulillah. All right. Allah's merciful. My goodness, knowing that, I just go live. I tell you, you know what? going to get there together as community. So I always said before now, when you get on Facebook, Allah's still in charge.
Right?
Allah's always in charge. No matter what we do, I say, we think we're in charge. We're not in charge. We're not. We are accountable and responsible. So we think we're in charge of, but we never in charge. We're not. Allah's always in charge. And so the smart thing for us to do is to submit. I submit my little bitty charge that I think I got to your ultimate masterful charge, because you're always in charge. Yeah? Don't leave home without it. You right? Don't leave home without it, knowing that Allah is in charge. Amen. So Allah tells us in the Quran that hurled the truth and falsehood and knock his brains out. You know, when you go on Hajj, if Allah bless you, you go on Hajj, please do. There's one station or one stop along the way that's called where you go and you stone the Jamarat, where you go stone the Shaitan. And in a symbolic way, they have built three cement structures, and the one in the middle is the big one. And that represents Shaitan. The little small one gets Shaitin, right? But the big one is Shaitan. And you get 49 pebbles, 49 rocks. It'll be pebbles, right? And the idea is to take those pebbles and to stone the Shaitan 7 times 7. You know, seven, you got seven heavens, right? That's 7 times 7, right? 49. But the objective is to hit the cement symbolic post in the top of it. And why in the top? Because that's where the head is. So you stone, and the rock is for the truth, 7 times 7, right? And you throw it, and you try to hit it in his head, knock his brains out. We found ourselves in conversation with someone who a lying. They are misrepresenting. And we told the truth to them, and their mouths come open, but no words come out. Because their brain been knocked out. They know they're supposed to say something, because you hit them with it. So they open their mouth and no words come out. They can't get their lie together. They can't do a comeback. Right? Yes. And so the Quran is the book that does that for all. If you come with a false argument against the Quran, it will knock your brains out. He would bring you to your senses. Yes, alhamdulillah. So the best thing for us to do is to get in line with the Quran. So when it comes time to lock it out brains, be on the good side. Yes? Be on the good side, alhamdulillah. So being betrayed by lies and lies, bring falsehood. You got some folks just lie because they got a mouth. And everybody in the whole neighborhood, and then they're a liar. And the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us was that if an untruthful person come to you, in particular you in the public, a person known to be a liar comes to you and say something to you that's truthful, but they known to be a liar, what did he say to you? He said, don't agree with them. Even though they're right, don't agree with them. Just remain silent. What's the wisdom in that? Because you're in the company of somebody who may be innocent. And they hear you agreeing with this habitual lie. Well, you give this habitual lie credit in the eyes of somebody else who don't know. So you leave and go about your business. And the habitual liar keep talking to them. But then they are the new person, the innocent person, will be a victim soon to the habitual liar. So, alhamdulillah, we have so many points of support for our way of life. But you know, a person or a society, even governments,
they tell a lie for so long until everyone believes. Even the liar himself begins to believe. They tell a lie so long. Even who I'm being lied on, they begin to say, well, maybe it is true. The person being lied on, if they get perpetuated and repeat over and over again the lie. What do you think, African Americans now? Why do you think the word nigger, however you want to say it, is so prevalent? They lie so long until now the victim loves the word. Ain't that something? And they try and justify it or reflip it. No. You were flipped and got it. You call it with an upside down brain, think you're upside right. A lying society build a whole economy on lying. And here we call it Hollywood. That's a whole economy on lying. From the program to the commercial, even oftentimes the news channels you watch, they know they're lying. Denzel Washington called, he said, that ain't news. He said, that's opinion news. You got your opinion. You got your opinion. You got your channel of quote-unquote specialists on the same topic of that channel, and y'all going that way with it, and the same other channel on the same topic now, you got that panel of professionals, liars, right? And you say, are they on the same topic? So a lying society would build a whole economy on lying. And while some folks don't call it television, what they call it? They call it tell lie vision. Gonna tell you a bunch of lies, false ideas, and that would get somebody. For example, weight loss, right? They get somebody born skinny and they've been fat their in their life. Talking about this pill works. This is a true story. Here, I'm in Nashville, right? We go by this drugstore, and my friend can buy some of that Afro sheen stuff, right? And just happened to be the guy on the can I went to school with in grade school in Indianapolis. I'm in Nashville, right across from Fisk, right? And he said, I'm buying this can. Like, he yeah, like, fine. You know, he got that deep down African grade, right? I said, I told him, I know him. And on the side of the can, it said, in Indianapolis, Indiana, right? I said, I told you I know him. I said, man, let's just mess with hair. He's born with curly hair. Now, he bought that can. You waste that money because they allow to lie to us. The food we eat, the government, the FDA, they said, well, we allow X amount of BS to go in the food. As long as you don't pass these limits, you can feed it to them. So we sit there on TV, look at the lie after lie after lie until we can't even tell the truth. Let me see. Can't tell. And get mad if somebody sit down there and say, hey, man, that's fake. And they want to get on you like, man, leave me alone. There you go again, talking that stuff. So after a while, can't tell the difference between reality and what is fake. What is true, they're hot, right? What is falsehood, bad tip, right? Bad tail and hot. They're like hot and cold. Like the opposites. Now, a truth is always, but a lie is always 75 to 90% truth. Most lies got a whole lot of truth in it. It got to. They get you to go along with it. And once you get begin saying, yeah, you get to play those that have it. You go up and down. You ain't thinking about it. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, teach. Yeah, that's right. Then, bam, he begin lying. Yeah, that's right, too. Because most lies got more truth in it than lies. Because if it was more lies than truth, they're going to say, man, get out of here. You must think I'm insane. Are you stupid? You think I'm stupid? They got a whole lot of truth and lies. That's why Jesus called him out. He said, one day he woke up and said, he said to those wicked Jews, right? These are one of the good Jews, right? The bad Jews. I can't, it hit me one day. He said, I know you. You claim to be Abraham's seed. But if you was Abraham's seed, you wouldn't be trying to hurt me. You've been doing Abraham's work. You are your father, the devil. And he was a liar from the beginning. A liar from the beginning. Yes. After a while, we can't tell the difference, right? So there are two types of liars. Mainly two types of liars. The one who tells the lie, then the other kind of liar is a person who's in the presence of the liar talking about brother so-and-so, lying to brother so-and-so, and they know they're lying. They don't know the difference. That's the other kind of liar. They will sit in the company of a liar and let them lie. So their body language is lying because they know that person is an outright liar, and they don't want to cause any friction. They don't want to cause any trouble. So they say, well, he ain't talking about me, so I'm going along with it. And sometimes that's the worst liar. They will let a falsehood happen in front of them, a lie happen in front of them, and they don't say a dang gone word, knowing they should. So don't lie. It ain't so much lying with your lips. A lot of times you're lying with your emotions. Yeah, your body language can lie too. So when we ask Allah, forgive me for my sins, put the word all in there. Allah, forgive me for all my sins. All of them. And what do you mean? Okay, wait, which one you want to keep? Which one are you going to babysit? Say, well, I'm getting ready. But that one sin over there, I'm going to put it in my pocket. Oh, no. It got to go, too. Because, see, once you get into environments of lying, and we allow our mind and heart to be baptized in that environment of lying, then we become liars and don't even realize it. We become artificial. We begin to be a fake. We go along just to get along. In religion or living a lie. Many people in religion, they're living a lie. They just go along with it. They don't believe all that stuff. But they have been conditioned. They have been allowed to live a lie. They don't believe what they claim to believe in. Powerful people, they lie on weaker people so they can dominate them, if not inherit their inheritance or steal their inheritance. The same for nations. Nations have lied on other nations. They can dominate them. Isn't that what's going on now in Palestine, occupied Palestine, so-called Israel? Isn't that what's going on now? They lied so they could go in there and take it. Isn't that how America got the land from the Indians? Isn't that how they got us enslaved over here? Ain't that right? You tell a lie so long, so after a while, the victim begins to believe the lie and go along with it. Yes. When a war starts, you get the war in Ukraine, right? You get Vietnam War, etc., right? When a war starts, the first ammunition that's fired against the enemy, it's not bullets, it's not bombs, it's lies. That's the first thing you got to fire first. You got to sell a lie to your people as to why you go and try to go in there and take the people's resources in their land. You got to build the lie first. The first weapon of war is lies. That's why many times when they go and invade a country, the first thing they want to take over is the radio station, the TV station, cut off the lines of communication. and put on their propaganda. That's a close word between propagation and propaganda, right? Sometimes they're the same thing. I'm going to propagate my religion. You're going to get some propaganda. Okay. So once you sell the lie against who you want to kill with the bombs and the bullets, then you can do it, and people will say, oh, well, they were nothing anyway. You can't go to nobody's army unless they're first to you. The enemy, they give a name like chink, nigga, coon, spike, right? Again, the Quran says, go outside of their names, right? It is offensive. That's what you have to leave to call someone outside their name. But if you got to, you can't go in there and say, well, the enemy, they're human. They got family, you know. You can't say that and expect somebody to go over there and feel comfortable blowing their head off, right? You got to say, oh, man, they goons, wetbacks. Right? Then it'd be big boys, they think it's all. They showed it, right? They put bombs, I mean, put the name of the enemy on the bomb. Because their mind is being so lied to the world, they can best see this human being, a lost creation, right? It's less than a lost creation. Give them that lie. Give them the comfort to go in there and kill somebody. And most times when somebody fight in the street, they can be, hey, man, what's up? So they get mad, because they don't want to do a common name, right? They got this in their mind for that second to hit them. Or SOB. Yes. And all that type of people know, I'm black and I'm proud, black and I'm proud. They'll be getting mad at somebody. What's the thing they say? Are you black so-and-so you? Wait a minute, Benito, you're black and proud. But when you get angry, all of a sudden, the first thing out of your mouth is black. It tells us that you've been faking it the whole time. You say, oh, you're a sweetheart, you, or, all right, or you're a good guy, you know. No, you got to lie on that character of that person. Artificial intelligence. If artificial intelligence is what? The intelligence is artificial. Y'all want that? I'll say that again, right? Artificial intelligence is getting a lot of buzz, right? And now, keep in mind, when they tell us something in the public, we done been eating for the last 20 years. I don't care what you get in the public, we've been eating for the last 20 years, and just didn't tell us about it. You think when COVID-19 came out, they knew about it before? Hell. Don't be that stupid. Excuse my expression. Don't be that stupid. Artificial intelligence is intelligence, but it's artificial. Now, in Islam, if it's artificial, it can't be intelligent. Why? Because Allah is Lord of all the world's knowledge. That's right? And Allah did not create artificial anything. He made it from simple, right? Talking about from nature. So artificial intelligence is intelligence that is a lie. It's not real. It's artificial. Now, the first artificial intelligence was Shaitan. That makes sense? The first intelligence of artificial was Shaitan. You say, well, was it Iblis? Well, it really was Shaitan because Iblis didn't try to scheme against man. He's just jealous of man. He was arrogant and haughty a man. So when he began to scheme against man, it's called Shaitan. Artificial intelligence. A lie. They got them saying AI. And then what gets us is that when we hear a new idea, right? It reminds me of the sophomores when they were in high school and learned the word amoeba. You can tell they were sophomores. Word they in their head for their life. All of a sudden, are you a amoeba head? You, and I said, okay, you know, you got you a new word, right? So now here we are now. We hear these words that around forever, right? You say, well, where were they at? Military and colleges and government. They had, do you think when the computer came out in the 80s, it was something new? They had it in the 60s. It wasn't for us yet. It's called ARPANET. ARPANET, yes. They had it in the 60s. But now they got something better. So they give it to us and sell it to us like it's brand new. They go get Michael Jackson or somebody famous, or who's famous now, Taylor Swift, and put it all on their smile and use it. Now we got to have 20 years old, 30 years old sometimes. That's right. Let me tell the truth. Tell the truth, tell the truth. So now we got the got to realize what we're up against. We Muslims, right? We say al-haq. What is al-haq? It's not the truth. It's the reality. Al-haq is not the truth. Though they call it the truth, it's the reality. And Allah is the only reality. Everything else is transient, moving, getting old, being born, coming and going. Only consistent reality, al-haq, is Allah. And so we submit our will to al-haq.
Shame the devil.
So keep in mind, dear people, our heart and soul is always in the crosshairs. You know what a crosshair is? When you look for that, if you're a military guy, you know what a crosshair is, right? You got that scope, you got that two lines like that, and they aim on you. When they get you in the crosshairs, you say, well, wait for one, right? If you're in the crosshairs, bam, they pull the trigger. Take you out. Yeah. So we are in the crosshairs of artificial to where artificiality becomes artificial. Yeah, sex life, artificial. Yeah, the food we eat, it was so bad for us in our childhood that when they tried to go natural, they put natural on everything, natural this and natural that. What they trying to tell you? You've been eating unnatural for a long time. Yeah. When we came along earlier today, they give you all kind of medicine. But now they make them tell half the truth. Say, take this medicine. It will get rid of your toe ache. Turn off fine print. It will cause cancer. It will cause you to urinate on yourself or whatever, right? Yeah. Long when we came along, they tell all that, right? They say, take this. Take two of these, call me in the morning. And you may not even see the morning. So again, we're in religion or living a lie. And you got to be very careful how you tell them they're living a lie. You're fighting words. That's what you mean. I'm thinking now things I want to say I ain't saying now. You got to be careful how you tell people the truth. Yeah. Because they have been believing the lies so long. And they have invested so much of their time and their money, not just for one generation, but for many generations. They have invested all this into this lie. I said, you better be careful telling them that's a lie. They will defend that lie. And sometimes, even though something in their soul clicked and said, something wrong with this, they still would defend. Anytime you follow another people's religious conclusions, and those conclusions shame you and your people, then you're living a lie in religion. And you know. And again, you got to be very careful how they tell these facts. So I'm like, yeah, Ty Link, right? Yeah, cause it's easy with Ty Link, but they have a chance to defend themselves. But that's the thing we can say now. Yeah, we say, defend that. I'm going to go ahead and say one. I can say a couple of them. Now, the name Jesus, commonly say Jesus, right? Not 2,000 years old. It's not. It didn't exist on the planet like Jesus. And many in the church are saying, what? They said, what was it? They said, well, it was that shoe. Now, if your mother came to you and said, son, my name is Susie. What? It never was Susie. Mom, what are you trying to say? Am I your child? What's going on here? Yeah, you're my child, but it never was my name. My name is something else. You're going to let you step back and say, I got to reassess the whole situation. Yes. So we have to be very careful on how we introduce this concept. How do we introduce this concept to people? How do we introduce these ideas to people? I'm reading the article sent to me by my good friend, Rafiki, you remember, Yahya Abdullah, from Jacksonville, Florida. And it's, I've not read the whole thing, but I read enough of it to say this. There's learned people in Arabia. They are, they have millions of followers on the internet. They are questioning the four schools, the Mathabs. And saying it's time for a fifth one, because all those, the four schools, the Mathabs, are over a thousand years old. And they don't address modern, we call modernity, modern life. And they look at Abdul Wahab, he's one of the great reformers, and others, and what they've done in the 8th and 1900s don't fit for 2023. So that since they have sold us for so long before Mathabs, and then we, many of us, African Americans, we came out of the church, praying to a white man, right? It can't be Islam. And we come and we don't know, are they giving us culture or religion or the blend of the two? Yeah? But we grab onto it and we begin to invest into something we don't fully understand. We could be living a lie and don't know it. So they made sure that we had Ponto, Mishwax, prayer rugs, and thicker beads. And some of the brothers went so far to begin to throw their hand at Yanni like they did. They said, I know you. You're on the Hall of Fame Barrington, brother. I know you. Yeah, I sound like you from Saudi Arabia. Quit living a lie in the name of religion. That happens. It happens too often. So Allah blessed us to be free to talk like this. So we really, we immerse it. It's called that needle going to your arm. You don't like the needle, but you want the medicine. You want to have your heart worked on, but you don't want to be cut. Oh, doctor, can you do it? Another kind of way. Oh, sorry, you got to cut you. You're going to bleed too. Don't worry about it. You're asleep. It's like that too. When you're dealing with someone, a mentality that has become a sponge and has soaked up so many lives. And when you go to wring out the sponge, you get your hand cut from the thorns inside of it. That's where we're at now. That's where we're at. And until the whole world get back to the wisdom of the Quran, you say, what about the Bible and the Torah? Well, this is what Alhamdulillah. She wants the purity in this essence. Go to the Quran. And until the world look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as being the Qatib al-Nabi, yes, the seal of the prophet, and seeing Muhammad as being Rahmah lin-nas, the mercy to all mankind, and we see Muhammad in that light, then we're going to continue to find lies. Allah says, this day have I perfected for you your religion. So if it was perfected on this day, it means the other days it was seeking to reach perfection. It hadn't got there yet. And I have completed my favors upon you. That means that what Adam bought, Noah bought, Jesus bought, it was good, but it wasn't complete until Muhammad came. Yes? So the law will let him say, if I don't say Allah, I say it in my head. All right, everybody get to hear you say Allah, what they were saying. I know what they never mind me. So now, until the world comes to that, those two forces, in their essence, in their purity, then somebody going to say you a lie and you don't have any defense against it. If you don't have those two forces. Alhamdulillah. Yes. You say, well, what about the other prophets? They are prophets of development. Fiction, and he completed them. Every prophet before Muhammad through his mission, they were complete. Because they all pointed to something else. All of them. They all pointed. One day. Coming soon. Tomorrow. Keep faith. So Muhammad, this day have I completed my faith. Completed. And he goes through the seven heavens and even in prayer. God, let the amen say amen. Yeah. I tell you, I just got to stop. I don't want to stop. I tell you, I don't want to stop. I tell you, when you've been set free, you want everybody to be set free. They're like, hey, Tommy. They say, hey, Tommy, you're free. What are you going back for? But my soul ain't free, but my people ain't free. Yes. And that's how we feel. When we heard Islam, we came free. We are not satisfied until our people become free. Call the moon. Yes. 100%. Our Lord, grant us good in this life. Grant us good excellence in the activity that has to come. And protect us from the torment of the fire of sin. Amen. Alhamdulillah, in this case, I'm in my dream. This is the light of the night of the day. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. The perfect praise belongs to God. The perfect praise. The perfect praise. It ain't half-hearted. It's not without conscience. Sometimes we get into the habit and we just say, alhamdulillah. But we say, alhamdulillah, we should be kind of submissive. Alhamdulillah. Yes. And not just the praise, but the perfect praise. Belong to Allah. Why not? Why not the perfect praise? I may take my journey and give the praise. Right? I may talk about my wife. I may praise her. She may praise me, right? Yeah, but if we come to Allah, the perfect praise belongs to Allah. Come, you know, you're upright. We got work to do. Well, we got a lot of work to do. And as charity began at home, the work began at home. So to all the Muslims in the world, you need to go back and look at our house. Look at our house. What's the first house you look at? So you get the house. Be like Rasulullah for the Allah Salaam. When he first went back victorious to Mecca, what did he do first? He went back and cleaned out the house, the Kaaba, right? First thing what he done. You say he didn't go see his family, he didn't go check on his old house, he didn't go call his old friend, no. He knew what his mission was. Because see, you know, Muhammad made it plain, that's Muhammad the man, that's Muhammad the mission. And we so busy looking at Muhammad the man, that we miss seeing Muhammad's mission. And his mission was to be La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So the first thing he done, he cleaned out the house. So in your Kaaba, what's in your house? Are there any idols in your Kaaba? Are there any ideas you still holding on to from the old life? That one thing you want to hold on to? Oh, I'll forgive you for my sins, and you hide some of them over here? No. Allah, forgive me. If I be the prayer, we begin like this for a reason. Huh? If Fatiha is open, right? Our arms are open. Our hands are open. Allahu Akbar. Then we begin to close up. Yeah. I think that's where the cops are there from. All right. You're under arrest. You're under arrest. Yes. And under arrest just means you are at rest. That's all it means. Don't move. You're at rest. You're under arrest. You got some right. Don't move. All right? Alhamdulillah. And you found guilty to put you into your soul. They call it a cell. They call it a cell. It's cell and soul are the same word. Let me tell you. Why they put you into your cell, to your soul? So you can be born again. You call it reformatory. Be born again. Yes. Alhamdulillah. So our first work that we have to do in your physical home, do it. The first begin with your personal home and yourself, right? Get yourself together. Get your house together. Get our master together. And let it spread out from there. Like you say on the airplane. If this plane loses altitude and the mask shot down, put the mask on yourself first. Yeah? That's right. That's where we're at. Muslims around the world. If we look at the greatness of what Allah has given us with the Quran and with the life model of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we don't see us in the lead in all these two fields, then that means that our house ain't right. If we get our house right, then we allow to put it back in front. We were in front at one time, right? Centuries. For centuries. Not decades, centuries. We're in front. And the world today is still just feeding off all that science that came from the Muslims, right? Math, science, you name it. Yeah? Still to this day, feeding us all that one today. The optics. The camera and all that, a Muslim science. And the Muslims are really kicking. Our people, African Americans, we took them out of slavery. We made so many inventions, they still use them. Stop, light, gas, mass, air conditioning, right? Okay? Because we were innocent and we were free. But now look at our people. Right, African Americans. Immoral. Yes. Super immoral. Because they bought a lie. Being lied to, being betrayed by a lie. And a lot of brothers wake up in prison, they've been there for a while, they say, I was tricked. I was lied to. I bought a lie. So, dear people, the banner of Tinnah, for doing the Hassanat and the Fertility Hassanat and Kenan Sabinah. Allah grants good in this life, the excellence this life, and the excellence of life to come, us, from the torment of the fire of sin. Amen. God promises us a lot. You come.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. Come to this place, come to this place.
Allahu Akbar. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Arrahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. خلق الإنسان من علق إكرام ربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما يعلم. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
I don't know. First time doing it. I've never seen that before.
Yes.
You got to do it?
Maybe that's All right, that's what I'm looking for.